Hey, this is Jay Thomas, broadcasting from WOW Women of Wrestling, getting ready for Season 2, and I'm here with the CEO of Access TV Fights, Andrew Simon. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Access has a lot of really cool things on there. What made WOW jump out and think, you know what, we gotta have this on?
You know, we've been in the combat sports space and mixed martial arts and professional wrestling for quite some time. I've been around since 2007, and we've worked with Ring of Honor, we worked with New Japan Pro Wrestling, and then this one came about. I'd heard from Mark Burnett and Mark Cuban, and they said, hey, take a look at this, and had Jeannie Buss and GLOW original founder David McLean. And when I took a look at these partners of having the opportunity to work with the founder of GLOW, and he wants to do a women's wrestling promotion again, Jeannie Buss, the owner of LA Lakers, and you go, why wouldn't we try this and take a look? I'd seen what they had done in the past and had a vision of where we could take it in the future together and add our production values to his expertise of being a revolutionary in the women's professional wrestling scene. So we put it all together and we've been doing it. We had 8 episodes as a trial and it went fantastic. And from there we said we're going to do 24 more. And so we're in the middle of the first 12 of those 24.
And what I've seen so far, this season is going to be very, very good. The crowds have been just electric so far. Everybody's making a big deal right now of the women's revolution in wrestling all over the place. But David's really been doing this for 30 some years of putting women first and foremost on the screen.
Oh, no doubt about it. David was the first to decide they weren't the popcorn match or the bathroom break, that David said, hey, women should be the star of the show. And he started that with GLOW in the 80s, now memorialized in the Netflix series. Right. And some of that's true and some of it's not true in the Netflix series. But what is true is that David was one of the first to see the value of making them the star of the show. He started WOW with Jeannie Buss. You probably know the date better than me. I want to say 2001. Yeah, I want to say around 2001. And we have this current iteration. The action's never been better. Tessa Blanchard, the current champion, is one of the best in the world. And you take a look at all the women and the characters here, and this is one hell of a fun show if you get to see it.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things, like you know, you brought up GLOW a few times. It is almost like the evolution of what that was, because you've got those kind of crazy outlandish characters at some point, but then it's mixed with some really great wrestling.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you take a look. There were some, as Dave Meltzer would say, 4 to 5 star matches the other day, and I can't say who yet, because we haven't aired it, but there were a couple great matches, and the tag team series is going on this season. There's a lot of great stuff that you'll see, and like you said, I think in the old days, the original GLOW, everybody was training and learning how to become a professional wrestler in a school and living together and everything else, and here we have people that do it full-time as well that are professional wrestlers that are on the indie circuit and traveling the globe in addition to new faces that you might not have seen. So I would say that the caliber of wrestling is better than the GLOW days when David first started. But today, you take a look and where we're going, I think you'll see that this is all about women taking it to a new level and having a place for them to be at home, the star of the show from start to finish.
Well, and they kind of have to up the game because, you know, I believe you have it paired with New Japan, and that is some hard-hitting action. And I tell you what, the women of WOW, they got some pretty hard hits, too.
They do. They do. And I wouldn't put that on WOW to make these girls have to... I mean, these New Japan guys are wild. I mean, let's be the New Japan, but, you know, there's a difference. You know, you take a look. New Japan is the king of sports. Right. And take a look at that, hey, we are a hard-hitting and all-male organization for the most part in Japan that we... And now I've kind of complemented it with an all-female organization. So we kind of have 2 hours, and they're very different. One is the king of sports and very hard-hitting style, and WOW is all about the entertainment that, you know, you could tune in at any point and really understand who these characters are. You have a Bully Buster. You know, you have a Jungle Girl. You have a Beast. You have a Princess Aussie. You're not wondering what these characters are about. Nope. You know, just by the name, you got it. And I think David does that better than anybody else. That, you know, and today there's a theme in professional wrestling to go more towards, you know, just your name and hardcore sports. But the truth is the entertainment aspect is better than ever. And I think more people are attracted to that entertainment. And David sees it differently than most people do.
Well, he absolutely tapped into something because being with the crowd, I mean, they're from beginning to end, they're on their feet, they're excited, even down to like the little kids. I mean, I think I saw people, little ones that were like 4 and 5, and they were just crazy into it. I saw one one girl like chase after Kida Rush and like give her a big hug before she got in the ring. It was one of the cooler things I saw last night.
Well, Kida Rush is special too. I don't know if you know her whole background, but she was violently attacked during high school,
right,
and was hospitalized. I think a fractured orbital bone and ribs, and then she was just, you know, a diminished person at that point in her self-worth, and she learned mixed martial arts and found strength and then found professional wrestling. And now she opened a nonprofit, I believe, in the Valley here in California. It started out with just young girls, and now she opened it to boys and girls. That's cool. To help train people for self-confidence and to fight back if you're bullied. And it's Team Bully Buster is her gym, and she's able to take that into a character. So a lot of these people have characters that also are influenced by their real life stories and struggles. And that's when characters shine through the most. So you'll see some of her gym and different members of the gym and kids out here coming to watch Kida as a professional wrestler after she's teaching them, you know, jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and mixed martial arts as well.
She's one of the great superheroes of WOW, and I think it's really cool that Access has put them, you know, really in the forefront, and I think a lot of people are going to finally get to see these really cool women do some really amazing wrestling.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I think, you know, she's just inspiring a whole set of new kids of what professional wrestling is and opening it up, because this show does hit across all demographics. You know, children, my dad likes to watch it at 70-something. Kids like to watch it. Jeannie and her friends were here yesterday and jumping up and down. So it doesn't matter what age. No. If you come in with an open mind and want to have fun, you'll have fun with this show.
All right. WOW Women of Wrestling, it airs on Access TV, and it's going to debut in September, I believe, for Season 2. Come back. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me, but also, you know, putting this on.
Hey, thank you for having me, and we'll be coming back with 24 episodes.